Yes, it's Wednesday's 1-2-3 with me, Bob Simpson, and it's now time for my guest. Now, Brentwood Community Print, through their Ted Bears campaign, are soon to launch their Ted Bears Confidence and Empowerment Training Course with support and funding from the Big Lottery Fund. The course has been designed by Andy Woodcock and is structured to run for 1 hour a week over a 4 to 5 week period. And joining me now in the studio is the man himself, it's Andy Woodcock. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Thanks. Nice to see you again. You contributed to one of our Mental Health Matters podcasts it was a couple of months ago now, wasn't
yeah,
it?
That's yeah, right.
That's
yeah,
when
yeah.
we met for the first time. Good to see you again. So how are things at Brentwood Community Print?
Yeah, really, really busy. We're happy to say that we're going from strength to strength. You know, we were talking earlier, Bob, weren't we, that I've never seen it so busy this morning.
Yeah.
Orders flying out the door.
Fantastic.
New people coming in that we're helping. So, yeah, it's great. Really
that's
good.
That's great. Well, for anyone who doesn't know, can you give us a sort of brief overview of Brentwood Community Print, what you are and what you do and the reason you're there, really?
Okay. I mean, on paper, it sounds like a bit of a strange mix, but we are primarily a mental health recovery agency, business, if you like.
Yeah.
But we do that through working practices and teaching people what it's like to be back in a team, in a working environment.
Yeah.
What we actually do for our trade is produce all types of different print work. So it can be anything from a business card, order of service, posters, wedding invitations, you name it, you think of it, we can pretty much cover it.
Yep.
Up to the sort of size of A3.
Okay, great. And what about you personally? How did you first get involved with Brentwood Community Print?
Okay, well, it's an interesting story for me. I had quite a good career
yep.
previously with a large motor manufacturer. Yeah. Was on good money when I was in my sort of middle 20s. But then, unfortunately, I became very, very ill with depression and anxiety.
Right.
That forced me to leave the profession altogether. And basically, my very large world became very, very small, and I ended up having pretty much an 18-month period where I very much didn't leave the house.
Right.
Didn't want to answer the phone, didn't want to interact with friends. I was panicking what the postman was bringing.
Yep.
So really, my world sort of collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the point where I needed to seek help. I knew I had to do something, and that's what sort of led me to the door of Brentwood Community Print, which at the time was Rethink Graphics.
Okay, well, it's actually a very similar story to my own, and it's good when you feel able to sort of take that first step in a new direction, isn't it? And that's why Brentwood Community Print is there, to welcome people in this situation, and it's obviously worked for you because you've gone from strength to strength, haven't you?
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, I had sort of a year and a half there, I think, working through the program with all the guys there, got myself back on my feet, decided that I wanted to get back out there into the workforce. So I took a completely different career path and went off to work for a branch of Mind over in Harlow.
Okay.
Doing community support. So helping people who were in the same position I was a few years earlier.
Yeah, great work. And you've brought a friend with you today, haven't you?
I have, we've brought...
Unfortunately, you won't be able to hear him because he's standing over there the other side of the studio. He's looking directly into my eyes at the moment. Would you like to introduce Ted for us?
Yeah, that's our good friend Ted.
Yeah.
Ted has been designed, or the image of Ted, by one of the guys who attends our Brem Community Print. The Ted campaign, this is our way of talking about mental health issues that we all face in a very anonymous way.
Yeah.
Ted will be sort of popping up around Brentwood.
Okay.
And he was out and about last week. And it'll lead us into talking about things like people who have anxiety travelling on public transport, for example.
Right.
And various other things are in the pipeline. So he's the spearhead of our campaign.
Okay, so what you go out into the community and appear at different events, do you?
Yeah, or? I mean, last week, for example, we were at the Keep Safe event in Brentwood in the High Street.
Okay.
Popped down to our supporters at Bennett's Funerals there, and they had a lovely photograph taken with Ted.
Right.
I think one of the local PCSOs didn't miss his photo opportunity either. He wanted to get in there. So, no, it's good. It really is
good. Yeah, and there's been quite a following on social media for the campaign as well, hasn't there?
Ted himself, he has his own separate Twitter account,
right?
Which is at Brentwood Ted, and I think he's up to somewhere in the region of 200 followers,
right.
And that's growing daily, so that's going really well.
Fantastic. All right, so what led you to construct this course that you're running, and, you know, what are the aims behind the course?
Okay, well, the course, in essence, it having worked within mental health support and gone through my own sort of lived experience, it got me to thinking, you know, what could we do at Brentwood Community Print that could benefit people out there who are in the situation that I was many years previously?
Yeah.
So together with Audrey Clark, who put in the bid to the big lottery, we decided let's do something to teach people techniques you can learn to overcome anxiety.
Okay.
Things like different communication styles, like passive, aggressive and assertive, or how to be assertive, positive affirmations, you know, ways that you can learn to cope with social situations.
Yeah.
And be confident when you're talking to people, you know, and not feel as though you have to be sort of stuck in the corner and be the shy one.
Sure. Okay. So what is actually going to happen, say, for example, on day one of the course?
Okay. Well, yep. Day one, it's going to be very sort of low-key, very intimate thing.
Yeah.
So we're looking to have no more than sort of 6 or 8 people as a maximum.
Oh, good.
So yeah. It'll be a nice small group of people, because I have seen these things done before where I sort of turned up, walked into a room, and there's 100 people in there. And if you have an anxiety disorder, that's not a good
very
start.
Very daunting, you know? No, that's right.
So we're going to keep it a very low-key thing. It's going to be taking place at Recoil Trampolining, or the Keys Hall, which is directly across from Brentwood Community Print.
Okay.
As I say, 6 to 8 people. The first week will be just a sort of meet and greet, talking about what to expect from the course. We'll get some guidelines up on the wall of what people, you know, to make it as comfortable as possible. And I really would like the people who are attending to help lead it, to help decide which direction and what we talk about, and maybe share some life experiences, but obviously in a very confidential manner.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this is structured to run for 1 hour a week over a 4 to 5 week period, isn't it? It sounds good to me. The sessions not being too long, and the fact that, you know, people are going to go there and they're going to mix with people and socialise, and possibly sort of new friendships could develop, because you can become very isolated when you're suffering with any form of mental illness, can't you? Was that one of your intentions as well?
Oh, definitely, Bob. Yeah. I mean, basically, without putting too much into it, my world collapsed.
Yeah.
And I went from somebody who was quite, you know, confident at their work and was mixing with different people every day, to somebody who was panicking about what the next phone call was going to be, what is the postman going to bring, you know, and I didn't socialise with anyone, and, you know, didn't really leave the house for a whole 18-month period. It was just fear and anxiety. You know, and I've managed to turn that around by getting some help, doing things like this, you know, and now I'll go out networking, I'll talk to people, you know, 30, 40 people at a time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I don't get anxious about doing that. If that's normal.
Yes.
To get slightly anxious about, I'm slightly anxious now doing this, you know.
Yeah.
But it's at a very small level, not an off-the-chart level where you're sort of running away and it's preventing you from doing it.
Yeah, it's within your capabilities.
Indeed,
and you learn to cope with it. Yeah. Okay, so what sort of take-up have you had so far on the course?
It's, you know, I've had a few phone calls every day this week since I've been in the office. You know, we were featured in the Gazette last week.
Right.
And lots come from that. You know, we're filtering out various advertising materials to the mental health services, Brentwood Mind, and various other organisations.
Sure.
You know, a few customers have taken a few leaflets as well.
Lovely, lovely.
So it's doing all right,
And you're providing refreshments on the day as
well? Yeah, well, the idea is that people come in, they spend the hour with myself, and then if they would like to, they're offered the opportunity to come across to the Eagle Cafe, which is directly beside the hall, and enjoy a spot of lunch with me as well.
Very nice.
So a nice, very social environment.
Very good. Well, now, if anyone would like to contact you, either about Brentwood Community Print or specifically about the course, how can they get in touch?
Well, they can do it one of two ways. They can either ring the shop, which is 01277 849021, or if they prefer, they can email me, which is andy.woodcock@brentwoodcommunityprint.org.uk.
Okay, lovely. Well, we'll put those details on our website later on, so if you missed any of that, just look at the 123 show page later today, probably about 5 o'clock. All the details will be up there, with a beautiful picture of Andy Woodcock and his friend Ted, who's still standing in the corner staring at me. Andy, I think it's fantastic work you're doing, and all of you down at Brentwood Community Print. It's a fantastic community organisation doing very, very good work indeed, that's certainly close to my heart, and I wish you every success with this course and the work of Brentwood Community Print, and thank you so much for coming in here today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity, Bob. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.